to call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Doug Bridges from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room, including the chair, to silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Tobin, my vice chair, Senator Keel, myself, Senator Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. The first and only item on our agenda today is Senate Bill 252, the Uniform Commercial Code, Secured Transactions, Electronic Records, sponsored by my office. This is the second hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. We did not receive any amendments by the previously set deadline, so I'll be looking to the will of the committee on Senate Bill 252. Before that, I'd like to open public testimony on Senate Bill 252. Is there anyone in the room who would like to provide testimony on Senate Bill 252? Seeing no one, I show no one online for public testimony. I would note that Ben Orzeski from the Council for the Uniform Law Commission in Chicago is available should anyone on the committee have questions. But seeing no one online or no one in the room, we're going to close public testimony. Any questions from members of the committee? Hearing and seeing none. Senator Keel, may I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee report Senate Bill 252, which is Work Order 34LS0249/N, as in Ninana, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Could you double check the number? Is it 94 or 49?
34LS0294/N.
All right. I thought I heard you say 249.
Well, that's entirely possible. Move that we report that bill, that version of Senate Bill 252, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Hearing and seeing no objections, Senate Bill 252 moves from committee. Please stay after we adjourn to fill out the paperwork. We will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting will be on Wednesday, April 8th at 1:45 p.m. Note the time change. You have to give time for press availability in the same room. And with that, we will stand adjourned. The time is now 1:32 p.m.